Yo, what up? Welcome to episode 4 of the podcast. Double deuce with a smooch of that cranberry juice. Woo! I know what the fuck going on. But nah, man. Yeah, man. We vibing, man. For real, we vibing out here, goddamn. Shit, just politic, you know, talking bullshit. But yeah, it's a... Oh, yeah, before I start this shit, I want to say, bro, my bad, y'all. I'm so fucking late. I was not feeling good to drop the shit on the scheduled time or the designated time, whatever you want to call it. But that's why right now I'm recording this shit. But, yeah, man, today there ain't really much shit going on. It's supposed to be, oh, yeah. Everybody who listen to this shit, who go to Albany, y'all go to my boy Kill Party, fucking West Tifth Ave, 423, I think, West Tifth Ave, Albany, Georgia. Let's pull up to that bit. It's gonna be fucking, I forgot the exact price. I think it's gonna be like $5 to get in, or two, I don't know, but it's one of those. But yeah, y'all pull up to that bitch. I might be there. But yeah, we, I ain't really got much shit going on today. Oh yeah. Did y'all motherfuckers see that goddamn fucking trailer for goddamn Power though? That shit look motherfucking crazy. I am not going to lie to you. That shit like is gonna be a fuck. That shit like is gonna be insane. I feel like this nigga fucking Ghost Son, that nigga still on his dumb shit, I see. So I can fucking stoop you. But I ain't gonna give too much away of the trailer. Y'all, I went to go see motherfucking Annabelle. That shit was hot motherfucking garbage, yo. Let me take that back. It ain't hot garbage. This shit was alright. It wasn't as scary as I thought it was gonna be. It was decent. But I just feel like, don't waste your motherfucking time going there to see that shit. Cause that shit is not all that. Like everybody be hyping it up and all that shit. But yeah. Oh yeah, somebody, not to mention, somebody, this girl named Yvette, I know, I'm cool with from, Compton, she wanted me to tell her, not tell her, but she wanted me to tell, like, everybody listening and shit, like how she is in the South. Listen, let me tell y'all something. The South is not, this shit just like every other motherfucking place you go to. Only thing is, it's woods here. Niggas country. That's really the only fucking difference. But the only thing we are, I can't say, up against that, like, no other region and shit is, like, dealing with. We still going through this motherfucking KKK shit. Believe it or motherfucking not, true. Like, niggas is still trying to lynch us, like. Like, niggas is trying to kill us, literally wipe us the fuck out, yo. Like, dead ass serious. Like, I'm like, do y'all niggas know? Like, we not our motherfucking ancestors, nigga. Like, these niggas be bugging. Like, these niggas is really still having their little fucking the initiations, whatever the fuck you'd call that. The fucking bullshit that they be having, they rallies. I don't know. Fuck all of them motherfuckers. They can all suck my dick and they can all die. Because I don't give a fuck. I wish the fuck one of y'all niggas would lynch me. I got my motherfucking pocket knife, nigga. That's legal in motherfucking Georgia. That I have the rights to motherfucking walk around with. Let one of these motherfucking KKK niggas walk up on me. Watch what the fuck gonna happen, man. Y'all niggas is bugging, like, nigga, we not our motherfucking ancestors, nigga. Y'all think y'all just gonna come and lynch us, nigga? Y'all know fucking black people got motherfucking guns and shit now? Like, y'all bugging, bro. Like, for real. Like, certain parts, like, that's not, like, certain towns, like, in southern states, that's not, like, city, that's not, like, a big city, and it's, like, just a small town. Anybody who's outsiders, who's not from the south, if you do come down here, watch out for them towns, because them KKK niggas do be out, and they do be ready to lynch, still. Just goddamn keep your guard up and all that. But other than that, it's not really much. Food and shit probably different from every other place, too. South really all the same. That shit just like motherfucking, you gonna see the same shit. People just as ratchet as every other fucking coast. Still gangs and shit like every other motherfucking coast. Like, well, the South with the gang shit is like not heavy, but it's there. Like, the South do got a lot of gang shit going on. Especially goddamn motherfucking, if you really, now if y'all niggas really want to get technical and shit about gangs of the South, don't go to motherfucking Little Rock, Arkansas. Don't not motherfucking go there. That shit is fucking LA for real. That's really the only place in the South where that gang shit is like serious. Like, it's gang shit everywhere in the South, but that place is really serious. Other than that, the South though, it's just like any other place. Cause I did, somebody did ask me, and they did want me to mention that shit. Somebody from Cali, they was like, yeah, you should mention that shit and tell us like about the South and shit. But yeah, there it is. South don't really be much shit going on like that. We just be chilling. And yo, what the fuck is up? Speaking of fucking California, what the fuck is up with all these fucking earthquakes and shit y'all niggas having? Like, y'all niggas is having fucking 7.8s, 8.0s, like, no disrespect, yo, that shit finally be finished. Like, niggas better move out of that bitch, for real. Cause, nigga, the way shit looking over there, shit is not looking good at all, yo. Like, that ass serious, like, shit look like, it look like all that shit from be over with. No rap cap. That's why I live where I live. I ain't gonna lie, if I did live on the West, I would want to live in LA, but I wouldn't want to at the same time. That shit too expensive. There's too much earthquakes and shit, but at the same time, I do want to live there. I might, if I do end up moving out West, it's probably gonna be Phoenix or some shit. Because the way y'all niggas is having earthquakes, no, buddy, that shit is gonna be a no. Hell no from me, goddammit. But yeah. And, two, y'all, all our people in, like, fucking, you know, I guess, I don't know exactly where the hurricane is at, but I guess, like, you know, Louisiana, Florida and shit be the main niggas with the hurricanes and shit in the South. Y'all fucking be easy for that Hurricane Barry shit. Because I know that shit either did damage or it's going to do damage. I don't know what time that shit came in. I don't know if it came already. I don't know, but I'm still going to motherfucking warn y'all. Because I don't know how, I don't know when that shit is gonna happen, or I don't know if it happened already, but I know that shit probably gonna be another motherfucking hurricane. That's not gonna be no joke. But yeah, that is bad. Oh yeah, y'all, forgot to mention, we got damn one more week in there, bitch. We got one more motherfucking week in Albany, man, for real. Albany State University. Then we out until school start back. Well, probably not me. I'm probably not coming back till January because they running out of space and shit. But yeah, man, we gotta be out of here though for the summer session. We supposedly don't come back till August 19th or August 10th. One of them days. But yo, I can't wait to get back home to my motherfucking city, yo. I miss the fuck out of Atlanta, yo. It's like, when I'm back home, I could smoke all the weed I want to, yo. Because, listen, I don't drink. Like, I dead ass don't. I don't drink no alcohol. I do not play that shit. No, I do not want to be throwing up and all that shit. I do not drink alcohol. But weed, nigga, I will smoke. And like I said, the fucking family, y'all hear this shit. Yes, I smoke. I'm about to be fucking 21. It happens. Yes, I smoke a lot of weed. And I love smoking weed. I'm going to probably stop, though, in the middle of my college years. I don't do want to fuck around, get a job and shit. But yes, I do smoke weed, and that's the main shit I'm looking forward to when I go back home, because I want to do that. And that's what that is. But yeah, man, we really live, man, for real. Goddamn. I just fucking went to fucking Dollar General and shit and got me a I bought me some sugar wafers. Yo, them shits is fire. Do y'all niggas hear me? Them shits is fire as fuck, yo. That's all I've been eating, yo. I ain't be eating nothing else, like, that ass, like, that shit good as fuck. Oh, yeah, I want to give a shout out, man, to my baby sister, Shania, you know what I mean? Just turned 10 type shit. July 13th, y'all niggas goddamn, wish my little sister a happy birthday. Nigga 10 out here, niggas are getting older, man. Nigga about to be 21 and shit, too, me. I'm about to be 21 December, like, niggas are really growing and getting better, like, you feel me, like, for real, like, niggas is really changing, like, we maturing, for real, and I know I'm maturing, I feel like I'm deeply, deeply maturing, especially for the shit that I be doing. I knew I was getting older, because now, I feel like when I don't got no money, and I'm broke and shit, I be like, yo, I don't like that fucking feeling. I don't like the feeling of having no money. Like, I feel like that's the main reason. Like, I know I'm getting older because of that shit. Like, I don't not like being fucking broke, yo. I have to have some source of income, yo. Oh, yeah, by the way, y'all, I made motherfucking 3 cents on that bit. I made motherfucking 3 cents. It's only going to get higher from there. I know 3 cents ain't a lot, but, nigga, that's a lot to me because I never made money doing something I enjoy like this. So, get myself a pat on the back because I got something accomplished, and that's real. But, yeah, man. Goddamn. I fucking heard this song, yo, yesterday. I forgot who sung it. It was a new song I ain't never heard before. Like, nobody really know like that. Why the fuck is Cardi B on it? Yo, she's on every fucking song I hear, bro. It's not one new generation song that Cardi B is not on, bro. She's on every fucking thing. No rap cap. Deadass. Like, damn, you doing fucking collabs like a motherfucker, nigga. Like, shit. Shit is really crazy out here. Like, deadass. But yo, my school calf. Oh my god, yo, they food ton is fire as fuck. Let's have me some fucking vegetarian shit. I'm really on some healthier shit now than I used to be. You know what I mean? I used to eat mad crazy shit. Like, I feel like I don't even like fuck with snacks and shit no more like I used to. Like, deadass. I really just be in food. I'm really on a more healthy shit now. I done fucking ran yesterday. Like, 3 fucking laps around the whole entire school. With me and my niggas. But yeah, we ran like 3 laps. I did that, came back, drunk some water. I feel like ever since I did that shit, I feel like a new man. Like, I feel like a new man every time. Like, because I'm really on some healthy shit now. That's no fucking cap. Like, dead ass, bro. Like, shit really different for me now. Like, the main thing is, bro, I'm really on the healthy shit, cause the way niggas is dying, bro, niggas is dying left and right, son. Niggas is dropping like flies, bro. That shit made me change the way I want to fucking eat, bro. That ass for real. Like, no cap. But yeah, man, niggas really fucking lie. I'm not really the party type of nigga. It's so many kickbacks today. I don't even know, bro. I slick want to go because it's my nigga having one. But it's slick, like, am I in the mood to go? Or should I just chill? It's not like I don't like nobody and I don't fuck with nobody to kick. No, it's not that. It's not like, oh, fuck his kickback. No, that's not true. I'm just saying, my fucking body and shit, I don't know. I might go. It depends on how I feel. Like, cause me, I don't do parties and shit at all. Like, but at the same time, I don't just want to be in my shit doing nothing all day. Like, that's real shit. Like, for real. Yo, I got this fucking, I got this friend, bro, named Kayla from my hood. She from Zone 42, bro. She my biggest motherfucking supporter, yo. Cause I told y'all about how when this shit, before this shit started, I told y'all I was sick. I couldn't really post nothing on the day of. Yo, why the fuck she wrote me on Instagram? It's like, where's your next episode at? I'm like, hold on, chill. It's gonna happen. I'm gonna fuck around and make sure. I'm gonna get y'all shit, cause I know y'all waiting for it. Yo, that's really my nigga right there. Like, she really fucking support everything a nigga do. Like, shout out all my niggas, man. Shout out my nigga Mellow Kid, my sister Tana, my sister Nene, Glenn, all them niggas doing. All my fucking family, all my niggas. Shout out my nigga Nigel, my nigga Kaya, goddamn. My nigga Tia, Chatney. Nigga, I got so many niggas. Like, just shout out all my niggas, man. My nigga Too Tall from Seattle. Like, all my niggas. My nigga Yvette from Compton. Shout out all my niggas. Like, I forgot. I should have been doing that shit in my podcast. Like, deadass, just shout out all my niggas. Like, I got love for all y'all, for real. Deadass series. The main niggas I named is the main motherfuckers that support me on this shit. And that's real. Like, nobody ever supported my shit this hard. And that's deadass series, no cap. But yeah, man, time is 6:18 p.m. July 13th. I don't know what the fuck I'm getting in tomorrow. I don't know what I'm getting into tomorrow. I'm trying. We slick. They was slick here talking about a fucking movie night. I don't know what the fuck. I don't know what the fuck everybody doing, but I slick want to have. I am in that type of mood. Like, if I don't go to the kickback, I wouldn't mind sitting back watching a movie, like, just chilling. Cause I feel like, nigga, the way my fucking body felt when I was running this shit yesterday, today, bro, I feel like that shit over with. I feel like my body is not taking shit, bro. No more. But I feel like my body can't even move. But yeah, man. I got so much. Like, I'm an upcoming rapper. I told y'all this before. I got so much fucking music, bro, I'm trying to put out. It's fucking crazy, bro. I got hella music, dog. I'm about to just start putting shit out. Y'all niggas just be on the lookout when my shit come out, bro. And that's real shit. Like, facts. But yeah, man. I love y'all, man. For real, though. All y'all niggas that, everybody that listen to the podcast and shit, y'all fuck around and keep fucking supporting the nigga, man. For real. Y'all the reason I enjoy doing this shit. And that's no fucking sentimental shit. I'm on. That ass speaking from the motherfucking heart, dog. For real. Like, that shit mean a lot to me. Like, when I first started this shit, I had so much, like, so many people, bro, was waiting for this shit. I ain't gonna say the most people. Like, I ain't gonna sit here like my shit just booming. But it's a few people supporting. Like, I'm surprised at how much support I get doing this shit. It's fucking, excuse me, shit. Excuse me. Nigga be burping and farting and shit. But nah. But yeah, man, I really appreciate the support. Like, y'all don't understand, bro. I would not be able to do this shit without y'all. For real. And we gonna keep the motherfucking legacy going, nigga. The fuck is y'all talking about? Y'all, I bought so many items when I went back home for the 4th of July. I bought back my laptop charger and shit. I was not able to use my laptop charger and shit since I've been here. And that's real nigga shit. It feels so good to watch movies and shit now. But yeah, that's what that is. Man, y'all ever fucking doing some shit, then your fucking phone get locked, and you can't put your motherfucking you keep getting your passcode and shit wrong? That shit be annoying, bro. That shit is no fucking cap. That is no cap. But yeah, man, I'm really chilling, man. For real. Y'all know, next Friday, man, just be on the motherfucking lookout for more podcasts. You know, I just be talking what the fuck is on my motherfucking mind. Like, I'm going motherfucking sick. But yeah, man. Yo. It's so many fucking bad females, bro, at this school. It's ridiculous, bro. Well, I gotta fucking catch me something, yo. I have to. That is no cap. I feel like sooner or later, bro, I'm finding one. I'm on the hunt right now. Like, shit ain't easy right now, nigga. Nigga got it fucked up, you know what I'm saying? Like, for real. But yeah, man, I'ma fucking conclude this shit right here, man. You know, next Friday, be on the motherfucking lookout. I know I wasn't able to drop it this Friday, but nigga, it's here. Because I wasn't really feeling well, but nigga, it's here. Be happy. And I love y'all niggas, bro. Just keep fucking supporting the motherfucking movement and shit. Next Friday, we gonna politic, talk bullshit. Probably make a longer episode than this one. But yeah, man, I just wanted to talk my shit. I love y'all, though. Y'all be safe, though. Keep supporting. Real nigga shit. Peace. One. Thank you.